This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The early census numbers show the town of Normal has gained just 28 people since the last census a decade ago. Mayor Chris Coos says that is concerning, if true, and also if not.
We're kind of concerned at the numbers, and we're not alone in communities in Illinois and throughout the United States in the sense that because we had a better capture of Illinois State University students. As a result of the pandemic, we were able to get more information out of the university system to count students. We felt like we were probably capturing 45% to 50% of the population in the numbers, and we were fairly confident that we had 100% in this number. So that alone gave us cause to worry. Plus the fact that Rivian has brought in a lot of people into the community. The housing market is so incredibly tight. We're concerned that the numbers may not really reflect what happened.
Of course, it's important for the town because certain federal allocations are dependent on the census estimate. Do you go for a special count in a year or two and pay for it yourself? Pay for the time.
We'll likely do that regardless, given the growth in manufacturing that's happening in the community. We'll likely do that if those numbers are the final numbers.
So statewide, the picture is that the birth rate is below replacement rate.
Right.
We're about middle of the pack for states that lost population in terms of the population loss. What we're not doing is catching people moving in. We're at the bottom of the list. How is Normal and Bloomington reflective of that part of the population equation?
Well, you know, I think there's certainly some forces that have happened in the community over the last 10 years. You know, there has been a significant out-migration of State Farm employees, and we certainly acknowledge that as part of the issue. But again, I think probably the thing we'll hang our hat on the most is the fact that we got a much more robust count of Illinois State University students, and it doesn't seem like it's reflected in the numbers.
Why not, do you think?
We don't know.
Or does that increase offset other population loss?
That's something we're going to drill down into once we get the demographic profiles by census tract. We'll get a better idea of what that is. You know, this census has been problematic from the start and it, you know, has been chastised publicly for not running an accurate census.
Academic experts, though, say that the Census Department really did crunch numbers and revise its algorithm to account for that and that the data really are pretty liable.
Okay.
Are you buying that?
Well, I don't know. Again, we'll have a better understanding once we get the census tract demographics.
So if the working theory is borne out by those census tracts that you got a lot more college students counted, but some drop in population from out-migration because of business decisions and possibly because of people moving away for retirement in an increased way as the baby boomers age, what do you do about that population picture? How do you encourage people to stay here instead of move out? And how do you urge them to stay here after college? And how do you encourage them to move in?
Well, that's been an imperative of ours and mine ever since I've been elected. And so those issues are quality of life issues, tax issues. Those are job opportunity issues. And actually some climate issues probably play into that as well. That one we can't do anything about, but the others we can. And I think we've been fairly successful in allowing growth to happen in a high-quality life sense. We're more attractive. We hear it from people that are Rivian transplants that come from all over the country. They like living here at this point.